Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 4th, 2008. We're blessed today to have a nice rain early this morning falling upon our part of the world. And even though it's a day here in America where we take a lot of breaks and it's a holiday, I think most people are grateful for the rain. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage today. You may wonder why we write on a holiday if you live in America. Well, these messages are prepared and written and listened to by people all over the world. And it's kind of our commitment whenever possible during a weekday to prepare a message. Today's message is titled, Filled and Thriving. And the scripture text is Deuteronomy 31, verse 20.
When I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land I promised on oath to their forefathers, and when they eat their fill and thrive, they will turn to other gods and worship them, rejecting me and breaking my covenant.
I'm so grateful that as this internet and email ministry has grown, there are now many regular readers and podcast listeners from all over the world. We hear from readers spanning the globe, and just the other day we heard from a Ugandan reader, the first we ever recall from that country.
We're thus sensitive when we write these encouragements regarding any emphasis on our particular country. We want to convey a biblical outlook of having a heavenly citizenship, which all true believers share regardless of where they live. However, we also have American citizenship, and this is a very special holiday here in America that we call Independence Day. We do believe today's message will apply virtually everywhere it may be read.
There are a number of interesting parallels between God's dealings with ancient Israel and the current state of affairs here in America and in many other nations around the world for that matter. In Moses' final sermon to the generation who were poised to enter into the promised land, he speaks for God and actually predicts their eventual apostasy or falling away.
We want to give special attention to the phrase in our daily text, eat their fill and thrive. We have been mightily blessed. We've been filled and we have thrived. We are thriving. In seeking to keep a perspective as a world Christian, not to be confused with worldly, we seek to identify with our brothers and sisters all around the world, along with their various challenges. A missionary to Zimbabwe recently wrote, and in reading his perspective regarding our fellow brethren in that country, we realized just how much we really are thriving.
Earlier in the message, Moses warned the people. This is in Deuteronomy 8, 12 to 14. It's a lengthy portion, but it needs to be read for today's context. When you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
Desperate attempts by the historical revisionists notwithstanding, those with any sense of discernment will recognize that many godly and biblical influences are at the heart of America's founding and through much of our history. Volumes of original work substantiate this. One of our favorite examples is the McGuffey readers that were used extensively in public education throughout the 1800s. They're loaded with scriptures, scriptural principles, and Christian truth. You certainly wouldn't find those types of books in public education today.
Well, you sure wouldn't. But recent events clearly reveal the increasing degree of apostasy or falling away. One Bible-believing pastor in our area said, and I quote him, "I fear we've lost the culture war," end quote. But by God's grace, I speak for Brooksine, we will continue to live as children of the light and seek to continue to influence for Christ in eternity. That's the nature of our very encouragement ministry. However, I sense a real need to underscore in my life that which should always be the case. What is that? This world is not my home.
We have indeed been filled, and we do thrive. But as a nation, we have also turned to and are worshiping many other gods. Immorality of every type floods our land. Those of us holding to faith in God cry out as the psalmist did in Psalm 11:3. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Well, the answer to that question is in the verses that follow in Psalm 11. Today, wherever we live and whatever conditions we may live under, let us stay faithful to the one true God. And remember this, our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's all pray together. Father of all nations, we thank you that our citizenship is primarily in heaven, and we share this glorious citizenship with our brothers and sisters all over the world. We pray for a massive worldwide revival where people will humble themselves, seek your face, pray, and turn from their wicked ways. Amen.
Amen. And that would apply to wherever you live. And they'll turn to Jesus. Well, thanks for joining us today. This is, again, the message we've prepared for July 4th, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. There are some other materials on the site today, some photos, a suggested song. Not the song I wanted. I actually wanted an old song made in the 70s based upon that last part of the prayer by, I can't recall who made it, Jamie Owens Collins, I believe it was, Brooksine, If My People, Which Are Called By My Name, and I couldn't find it. We also have an interesting little experience yesterday. I guess I did more than Brooksine, of rescuing a little bird that fell in our pond, and I was able to chronicle the rescue in a couple of photos if you're interested. Well, have a great day. Continue to stay faithful. If it's a special day for you, you live here in the States, bless your holiday. And if you are a listener from another country, bless you as well.